This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Today, donors offered to give $15,000 to the Red Cross if the anti-war encampment on Denver's Auraria campus comes down. The offer came in a letter from the Auraria Higher Education Center to Student for Democratic Society, who set up the encampment in the city's downtown campus last week. Students for Democratic Society immediately rejected the offer. Auraria campus leadership has said it hopes to keep the campus functioning and open and remain in conversation with anti-war protesters while keeping police as a, quote, last resort. A bill to require licenses for people who work in the funeral industry is close to becoming law at the Colorado State House. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado is currently the only state that doesn't set professional standards for funeral home directors. And in recent years, there have been several high-profile incidents of funeral home mismanagement and abuse. Now lawmakers want people working in the industry to go through mandated training and pass a test to become licensed. Separately, the legislature is also moving forward on a bill to require more routine inspections of funeral homes and crematoria. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a new ethics complaint accuses Democratic State Senator Faith Winter of being intoxicated during a public meeting in North Glen last month. City council members say she needs to be held accountable by the state legislature. Winter already apologized publicly and entered an alcohol treatment program. She asked the city council to show empathy and to lift up people going through hard times, not tear them down. It's up to the Senate leaders whether the complaint moves forward or is dismissed. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.